Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 26, 1804. Day 105 of the expedition. Camped on a sandbar opposite the old village of Petite Arque, just inside present-day South Dakota. The captain stayed overnight at the previous night's campsite, as it was late. Sergeant Pryor was in command of the keelboat and moved the main party upstream, expecting the captain's party to catch up with them, as was often the procedure. Captain Clark writes,
"Joined the boat at 9 o'clock. After jerking the meat killed yesterday and preparing the elk skins for a tow rope, we set out, leaving Drewyer and Shannon to hunt the horses which were lost and directions to follow us, keeping on the highlands. Proceeded on, past a cliff of white and blue dark earth, and camped on a sandbar opposed to the old village called Petite Arque. This Indian village was built by a chief of the Omaha by the name of Petite Arque, or Little Bow, who was displeased with the great chief Blackbird. After Little Bow died, the two villages joined. Captain William Clark, August 26, 1804.
Captain Lewis writes the detachment order promoting Patrick Gass to the rank of sergeant.
"The commanding officers have thought it proper to appoint Patrick Gass, a sergeant in the Corps of Volunteers for the Northwest Discovery. He is therefore to be obeyed and respected accordingly. Sergeant Gass is directed to take charge of the late Sergeant Floyd's mess and immediately to enter the discharge of such other duties as by their previous orders been prescribed for the government of the sergeants of this corps. The commanding officers are still further confirmed in the high opinion they had previously formed of the capacity, diligence, and integrity of Sergeant Gass from the wish expressed by a large majority of his comrades for his appointment as sergeant. Captain Meriwether Lewis, Captain 1st U.S. Regiment Infantry."
And Captain William Clark.
The order was in the orderly book in Lewis's hand, except for Clark's signature. Tomorrow, the River Jacques and Sioux Indians.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Narration by Hal Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's edition of The Journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.